Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Standing on the mountain looking down on the city, the way he ought to feel is a doggone
thing. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And I'm very excited about having our good friend Carla Caldwell back on the show. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com and ageofthecustomer.com. That's the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer. So check those out when you get a chance. Carla Caldwell is the U.S. Director of Education for Xero. That's Xero.com, right, Carla?
That is correct, X-E-R-O.
Tell us about Xero.
Xero is a small business online accounting software, and we call it beautiful accounting software because it's so easy for small business owners to use, and so we made it where it doesn't look
I thought they started calling it that after you went to work there, Carla.
Oh, aren't you kind. So we made it very easy to use, and you know it's completely in the cloud, so you're able to access it from your mobile device, from your iPad, your tablet, your PC, and so on. And so we're able to make it easy for a small business owner to keep their books up to date and to work with an accounting professional and not have to worry about bumping into each other and needing to worry if, you know, somebody's in there and they can't be in there and swapping.
So it's a way of sharing the work and the progress, right? I mean, you can we can put our records in there, and somebody else can put their management expertise in there.
Absolutely. And, in fact, I was just going to be doing something this morning. I ran over to the coffee shop and took a picture of my receipt and emailed that in. So now it's sitting there waiting.
Wow.
So if I'm not doing my bookkeeping and somebody else is, it's just sitting there. Somebody can grab it, attach it to the transaction. Just makes it really easy to keep everything all together in one place.
And you use a lot of different resources, right? You aggregate a number of other resources, don't you?
We do. We integrate, if that's what you mean, I think.
Yeah.
We integrate with a lot of different applications and bring those in so that depending on the type of business that you have, you can have your accounting system, which is fairly generic on the back end of things, but then the front end, whether you're a hair salon or you're a, you know, whatever you're doing, you can have a system that works for you specifically.
Manufacturing or retail or whatever, right?
Yeah, retail and services. Work with law firms, all types of different
things. So that's xero.com. Check that out. So let's talk some more about some of these other tips that you brought to the table that to help us get our financial records, our financial record keeping organized. Not only that, but producing one of the most important things we got to have is, and the small business owners don't have to do their own accounting. But they got to do their own. They got to be able to manage with financial statements, Carla.
Mm-hmm.
If they can't do that, if you can't manage with financial statements, you're driving down a one-way road the wrong way in the middle of the night in the dark with no lights on and your eyes closed.
Yeah, you really need to be able to understand some basics about how to see your revenue and your expenses and where you are and how much you have in the bank and who owes you money.
What's your gross margins are. How your gross margins. Never mind what's trending on Twitter. You want to know what's trending on your gross profit margin, don't you?
Absolutely. And the way that Xero is designed, it just helps people to be able to see that cash flow and that money that's coming in and going out, be able to run financials because we keep that up to date. You don't have to worry about waiting till the end of the month to see things. Look at it throughout the month. And that's really, again, back to that keeping those records up to date. One of the other things that we find, too, is that people often misclassify employees. So not knowing if they're going to be contracted or an employee and how to handle that, really important for small business owners. Again, check with your accounting professional and make sure you set that up properly so that you can keep up with that, or you're going to end up with some penalties that you don't want to have to pay.
Back to the reports for a second, Carla. If you do regular financial statements, even if you don't understand how they work, if you use them and look at them, if you just get familiar with them, in 6 months, you'll be amazed at how much better of a manager you'll be from pricing standpoint, from managing expenses, from negotiating to buy something. You'll start referencing back to how everything you do impacts your financial statements. What do you think?
Absolutely. And when you have an accounting professional that can help you with that a little bit, maybe they just point you in the right direction. Or
right.
These days, you can just Google an answer, right? You mm-hmm. can find out what is the gross margin, and you can look at the report that mm-hmm. you get. It's really important. Again, we talked about goal setting and budgeting, and as tough as that is, if you spend a little bit of time, the payoff on that is fantastic because you really right. have something to aim for and can really start tracking that and understanding a bit more about what's going on in probably the most important area of your life besides your family.
Well said. All right, what's another one?
Well, another one is making sure to incorporate your business. So we've got our families at home.
Yeah.
We want to protect them. So you need to incorporate your business and make sure that you're protecting your personal assets from your business assets so that if something, God forbid, happens in your business, that your personal financial future isn't going to be devastated based on that.
And let me say this. I know what you mean when you say incorporate, but I think that maybe a better term these days is to say make sure your business is a legal entity, meaning mm-hmm. it could be a corporation like a sub S, or it could be an LLC. You could form
exactly.
a limited liability company, which is a variation on partnership and corporations, and so make sure your business is a legal entity, because that provides you for, if nothing else, the veil of liability protection, right?
That's right. And really talking to somebody to make sure that they help you set that up properly
right.
and just make sure that it's the right type for you, because you're right. Some people need to do an S-Corp, some need to do an LLC. You really need to understand that a bit and make sure that you make the right choice there
right.
and then follow that through. And then, of course, filing taxes is the next one, right?
Right, absolutely. You got to get your taxes done. Hey, Carter, will you come back another day? We got more to talk about.
Absolutely, be glad to.
Enjoyed having you here. XERO.com, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Zero, XERO.com. Carla Caldwell will be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.